isn't being your best ideal? Isn't this why you're watching this, why you want it? So in respect out of that, the barriers that are in our way to becoming the best version of ourselves need to be overcome or taken away, because they are stopping us. And if being a people pleaser is one of those things, because you are left either with no energy, feeling stressed, or overall just not getting stuff done for yourself because everyone and everything comes before you, well, it's time. Welcome to the Uncaged Podcast. It's Andy, where I'll be your host as we talk about all things mindset, motivation, and becoming the version of yourself that you want to become. Today, interesting topic, which is being a people pleaser, its downfalls, where it can lead, and as a byproduct, how it interacts and makes you live your life in a way that isn't really how you want to be. And today I'm going to be making a bit of fun out of this, because I think it's silly that we put ourselves second when we know we don't have to, and we do it out of a fear of social acceptance. And I just don't believe that we should be doing this. I think that we should hold ourselves at higher regard. And yeah, what a better way to discuss a topic and have a little bit of fun doing so. So I might be silly, but I hope you enjoy this for episode 12. I know I'm going to. Let's get it. I think everybody at some point has been a people pleaser or accidentally falls into that category. And it's not a very good feeling when you either agree to something you really didn't want to do just to make sure that someone felt better or good about themselves. And it's even worse when you do something like that where you're giving your power away so much, where you could have said no, and now you're frustrated, angry, and you stew on it to the point where, mate, it really bothers you. But all you could have done is dealt with something before it got to that point and started saying no. Now, saying no is actually my next point. For some reason, there's this fear about when you say no that there's this instantly going to be confrontation, which it's not like someone's just going to start fighting you instantly physically, so or yelling at you. And I tell you what, if someone yells at you when you say no to their request, or you respectfully decline their request, if they're yelling and making a big fuss, mate, they're either trying to manipulate you, or because you didn't evolve around their entire world, they're kicking up a fuss. That's their problem. It's not your problem. Anyway, I remember just constantly having this as an issue for myself. I'd always be looking around, making sure that I'm accepted, that I wasn't stepping out of line based on everyone else's lives, and making sure that I'm helping contribute to the betterment of their life. And at its worst, it would always be at my detriment, because I'd be burning the candle at both ends, in the sense where I was doing a lot of things I didn't have to or want to do just to make others happy. And that doesn't last very long, because I tell you what, you end up getting really sick of it. And if this is you, I'd love for this video to hit home and hopefully spark a path forward for you to take your power back in this aspect, because this aspect of being a people pleaser ties into the same stuff that I've been talking about, because it becomes a habit. And imagine getting so buried in being a people pleaser and you're not willing to step out of that way of being, because you've been doing it for so long that you just start to think that, shit, I just give my power away. It's just who I am. It's what I do. And I don't know why I'm so pissed off all the time. I don't know why I'm always angry and just exhausted, because I'm given everything from my cup and I'm never doing something selfish in a positive way for myself, which is saying no more. Just not constantly saying yes. As I go off the cuff with a lot of these videos, when it comes to these people pleaser things, I just feel like it doesn't make sense to me anymore. Now, I know when you're in it, you have the fear of confrontation, the fear of stepping out of line to how people have seen you before. But when you get to the point where you no longer want to be just giving your power away and all your energy depletes because you're saying yes to things you really don't need to do, or you're doing things that cause a detriment to yourself. Like when you start to get sick of those things, you really realize that you do value how you feel. So maybe sometimes there is a lesson in being a people pleaser, because you'll end up seeing for yourself out of contrast of what you want versus don't want, and then you'll be able to take action in the direction that you do want. Start building new habits in that direction. That doesn't mean you say no to everything, because you're just going to exclude opportunity and it's going to sway to that whole other side. I'm just saying reading the situation in a way where you're weighing it up for your own energy and not always just giving in because someone asked. And if you can do that, you'll realize that, I've got a little bit more control over my life than I thought. Therefore, I've got control over how I feel and how I think and how I am. Just because I'm starting to use what's lovely and called discernment of the choices and opportunities that pop up to what we agree upon. Now, as well, wanting to help people is a good thing. I'm a massive advocate of this. I want to help people. I want to help you get better, improve, become the best version of who you are, and set a goal that has a path where you can overcome all the barriers that stop you from being the person you want to be. Simple as that. But if I go down that road and I deplete myself completely because I'm overly giving at my own detriment, I'm not a hero, because I won't be able to do it for very long, because I start to zap out and my energy and motivation and inspiration depletes. So I actually can't do that. I have to say no a bit more, which in the beginning was very challenging for me, because I was also the guy that didn't want to look you in the eye. I'd look away through fear of confrontation. Now I'm like, let me look at that soul. Let me look you right in the soul. Because I want to know what's up. How can I help? Are you out to screw me over? Are you trying to swindle me in a way? Is there a way that I can assist you swindling me? Because in the end, I've got to help those manipulators learn the lesson when they try. And maybe I'll get to bury him in first, and then I'll let him know I know what's going on. But play the game. But if this sounds like you, and you're constantly giving your power away, stressing yourself because you agree to more than you can handle, and that is something that is big. If that sounds like you, we need to make some steps right now that you can action and begin to change and flip this dynamic where you are now taking a bit more control over your decisions. And this doesn't mean that you're out of control in your life. This just means that you're going to learn to become more aware at the things that you agree upon, so that you can withhold more of your power rather than just giving it all away and being left with a bone dry cup of energy, which is zero. So, what are the steps? A big one, it's obvious, say no more often. Because when you say no more often, you'll probably feel energized and thankful. At the beginning, you're going to feel uncomfortable because it's where you would normally go, yes, I'm happy to empty my tank completely for you, even though you have no regard for my energy, but I'm going to hold your energy in high regard and just give you everything I have and leave me feeling like a sultana where I want to feel like a grape. So say no a little bit more. Start off easy. Say no to little things. If it's too uncomfortable for you, say it to the most minuscule things that you know you can get away with. Build it up as you go until you're able to say no to larger things. Where it's the hardest is when the people that have been able to get that yes out of you so often or in the past, they're going to come back and try it again. And when you've changed, you may be met with some resistance. That's okay. Just say, hey, I literally just can't do that. And I apologies, you just gonna have to find a new way. If they kick up a fuss, they're showing their true colors to you, they need to have the lesson of understanding that they're not in control of your life, you are. And in this moment, you're taking control back, which is a good thing because you're giving yourself back energy and you're gonna feel amazing for doing that and thankful and show a little bit of self-love because now you can utilize that new energy you've kept to create further towards being who you want to be. I like that a lot. Step one. Step two, lose the fear towards conflict or confrontation. Because when you have a fear towards those things, you're going to avoid it and you're going to keep doing the same thing over and over again just because of a thought that something might happen causing a conflict or causing confrontation with someone. Trust me, you can hope for the better day and just keep being the people pleaser, draining your energy, or you can start to go, you know what, I'm going to live my life, thank you very much, and I'm going to do exactly what I need to do to help myself right now, because how long can you last emptying your cup that much and never filling it up for yourself? Not very long. Something will happen that will teach you the lesson. Don't wait for that. Start by saying the no, by having no fear in the first place of conflict or confrontation, because in the end, most people are going to respect your wishes, especially when you assert it. Show more conviction and show people that you will not just roll over, because that's just how things have been, man. No more, because you're going to change it. Another tip for you is learn to validate yourself in new ways. Because if you're in the trap of being a people pleaser right now, you seek the feeling that you get when you help somebody, even at your own detriment, when they give you that validation back saying, oh, good, you did that for me, or thank you, or whatever it is. See, it's a good thing to help. It's not a good thing to continue doing that when you're burning yourself out and emptying a cup. So validate yourself in a new way, in the sense of, I'm going to feel good because I'm looking after myself by saying no to the things that don't benefit my health, well-being, or my schedule at all, especially if they're not urgent emergencies. That's different. They're going to pop up in the time that we're alive. Deal with them when they come. You'll cancel your plans and do those. But right now, I'm talking about the most mundane things. You got things you're trying to do. Don't put your life on hold because you're getting swamped with people that are used to getting their way with you and you just keep saying yes. I'm going to say right now, say no. Validate yourself and thank yourself because you are giving yourself that energy back and keeping it and not giving it away. And that is an amazing thing. Seek that feeling, because you'll start to see that you feel worse validating yourself the other way by emptying a cup at your own detriment versus saying no, looking after yourself as step one, and starting to no longer tolerate people just using you. This falls under the category of self-control as well, because in the end, you have to work on controlling your actions, how you react, especially when you make a change like this, if you've been a people pleaser for a while. But I can tell you right now from my own personal experience, it is a very freeing, nice, recharging, refreshing, every re word you can think of that resets you, makes you feel amazing. That is what the experience is like. All because you no longer just give your power away. And it leads to you feeling amazing. Now, I could go on all day about how this can turn if you don't change. because you end up just burning yourself out and saying, this is just how I am. And I don't believe we should ever settle for that level of standard. If you want to be your best and you call that your best, I'm going to say good for you, but it's definitely nowhere near what I know is possible. It's definitely not what I think is your best. So in the end, I'm going to have a bit of a chat in the sense about questioning whether that is really true. Because in the end, I feel like we're all able to overcome these things so that we can protect our own energy, feel good, look after our schedule and our time, because how you use your time is important. You should be building your life, not someone else's, just because they're constantly asking you to do everything for them. People need to share their load. I get it. But if you're getting used, step in there and fix that shit so you're not getting drained and left hang to dry just because you said yes. Becoming a people pleaser comes from trying to fit in, having that low self-esteem, and you realized along the way that when you constantly said yes and was the agreeable type, you're able to fit into the groups, get away without confrontation or the conflict, and it was an easy slide. This is probably more of a brief topic, but it is a habit thing because we do it once and it works for us. Shit, I'm going to pay attention. I'm going to do it again. Oh, man, now I'm starting to feel good about the feeling that I get because I'm getting away from the conflict and the confrontation and I'm addressing all those things, validating my low self-esteem issues because I'm making someone else feel good. But I'm also starting to feel that I'm feeling drained and worse from constantly giving my power away. Oh, man, now I'm in a tug of war, but I keep doing it. I'm too married to that feeling of giving my power away because I need that dose up. So that's a habit thing. So let's get into the self-control aspect. Self-control is intercepting. You need to realize, if you realize that you're giving your power away and you're starting to not like it and you're starting to feel low, stressed, the stress spills into everything else in your life. And then you do that in a mediocre aspect because you're preoccupied, you're drained, and you're just not feeling 100%. All because of this area that's giving you power away. Being selfish isn't a negative thing. So let's take away a negative connotation to that. It's positive. Being a really savage, selfish person is when you're holding everyone else's well-being at low regard and you don't give a crap. That's different. I'm not talking about being a crazy person. I'm talking about looking after yourself so that you can be your best. And being your best leads to you helping everyone else around you. Doesn't that sound way better? You get to operate in your life where you feel better. You understand because you're aware of yourself a bit more. You've taken control in these aspects that used to be something that had dominion over you, but not anymore. You've grown. And then from there, you get to create. And everyone will just go, wow, they're really sure about like where they're going and what they're doing purely because of life experience. They've overcome, taken action, looked at things. And people go, well, maybe I could do that. Maybe I could be the one as well that changed my world all because I'm willing to make a change. So the choice is yours. I'm a bit biased on one side though. I don't think you should stick with giving your power away and feeling stressed and angry and frustrated and overwhelmed. I think you should choose to look after yourself and step away from the idea of giving your power away at your own detriment. Don't be someone that doesn't help people. Just look after your own energy in the process. You can take on things, just don't take on too much more than you can handle. That's easy. It's called balance, isn't it? Life balance. It's called common sense, isn't it? So I'd recommend reviewing certain things because this might be a sneaky little back end thing that's happening in your life, draining you, making you feel stressed. And take it from me, it's worth looking at and taking control of for yourself, because you are number one. Simple. That's my story for you. Well, anyway, this is a short little one today, and maybe more of a prompt reminder for you to gain some awareness so that you can make a change if this sounds like you and you don't really like it anymore. If you like it, keep going. Keep going until you realize. But for the people that are just sick of it because they're starting to value how they feel, take a look at it, make a change. There's always support for this stuff. But trust yourself. Learn to say no. Learn to look after yourself. Learn to protect that energy, because that's what matters, so that we can build that life and be who we want to be. That's my inspirational slot in for you today. Anyway, thank you for listening to episode 12. I'll catch you on the next episode. See you later.